Great to have your company on this Tuesday, the Tuesday after the Demons have done what their supporters, their faithful and loyal supporters, have waited for them to do for 57 years. And the star of the show, Wisp, was one of the great grand final performances, you know. It was only, I think, only a couple might have been rated higher than it from a Norm Smith point of view. And this man has done everything this year as a footy player. And I did catch the Snapchat of his family after the game, and they were as excited as you would think they were. And Elvira Petrarca is Christian's mum, and she's been good enough to join us. Elvira, have you come down off the cloud yet?
I have. Well, not really.
No, you shouldn't stay up there for another month.
I'm enjoying the moment. I had a few bottles yesterday afternoon in the backyard, so that was always good. So really, really enjoying the moment.
Have you enjoyed the actual journey itself to this point?
It is quite stressful from a parent's point of view, because you want them to do so well. And you know that they want to do so well. And just being the whole family has been a support to get them to the place that they want to be is it can be challenging at times.
What about when he?
Very challenging.
We all know, Christian was a very talented basketballer as well. I think he made the under-17 Australian squad with Dante Exum and Ben Simmons many years ago.
As a junior, as a bottom age as well.
That's right. He turned down a US college scholarship for footy. That must have been a huge decision and a huge crossroad in his life at that time too.
It was. I think Christian's basketball success came at quite an early age, and I just don't know whether he was had the maturity to actually understand and accept it. And, being very, very close to all the family and knowing the big decisions he had to make, I just don't know whether he was capable of actually doing that. So I think footy, his brothers played football and he was always at the footy ground, being involved with his brothers. So, he thought, I'll play football. But he was always a good footballer as well.
You obviously, through his junior days, he was one of the best young kids going around. When you were watching him the other night, though, the longer that game went, it was almost like he just got more and more confident in his own ability to just take the game on and do as he pleased. You must have seen that many times as a junior, though, too.
Yes, we have. Christian's always been like that, always been able to take the game on. He's has enormous self-belief and confidence, and he has belief in his own ability. So that didn't surprise us at all. Christian is that type of person.
Elvira, he's I've watched him from the time he got drafted, and he's always been this exuberant, confident lad. And I interviewed him a couple of times in the past 2 weeks, and I've noticed it's a maturity that sits really comfortably on his shoulder. Sometimes when you're as good at something as he is, you can get a bit self-conscious, not sure how to handle it. Do I be self-deprecating? Do I not? It looks to me like it's settled so comfortably on his shoulders in the past couple of weeks, and that there's a young man that knows where he sits in the whole scheme of things, but he's got a humility about him. He just looks like he's matured beautifully.
He has. No, he has. I think everything has just come together beautifully. So he's set himself some goals. He's quite a few years ago and set out and worked extremely hard in trying to achieve all those goals. And I think it's just life. You've just got to be comfortable with who you are and where you're at. I think that's everyone in general. But once you become comfortable in what you're doing, everything else sort of seems to fit in place. And so you've got to support yourself, surround yourself with, the right people and people who support you and love you unconditionally.
And the very best athletes do that. They go outside of the system. So you've got, obviously great coaches at Melbourne and great support, but, the COVID situation has meant that the resources don't run as deep at Clubland these days. Do you know if he's gone outside of that group to get some mentors?
I know the coaches have had a massive influence on Christian. His brothers for sure, Choco and Goody and Adam Uzo, he just loves them. Like, as he says, Goody's dad number two, so dad number one to safe. His brothers, he's always talking to the brothers, talking to us. He reads a lot. He's got a beautiful, supportive girlfriend, Bella. And I know he reads a lot. He does a lot of work on himself on mindfulness and being present. He just reads a lot, and I think he must, you know, watch maybe some videos of people. Top sportsmen and what they do, how they handle the pressures.
The parents and those close to the players, they always see them at their best times. They see them at their worst times. What about the first year when he had that knee injury? How difficult was that for him, being such a high draft pick, such a heralded young player? How difficult was that period for him?
That was really difficult because Christian's never been injured. All through his sporting life, he has never, ever had an injury. And to rupture an ACL in your first year when you've been training so hard and ready to play round one, that's all you want to do when you get drafted. And then to have that taken away, I think it actually really rocked his confidence, And everyone that knows sport who's had an injury, it's the rehab, you know. So, of course, he was doing the rehab on his own. We had, luckily enough, he had Jack Tringos, who was just enormous for Christian at that time. I think, yeah, it really rocked his confidence quite a bit. And it took quite a bit of time to sort of get to where he wanted to after that.
Well, this game is so impatient, though, too. And I can remember back at that time and, you know, people saying, oh, you know, he's not as good as we all thought he was going to be. And, you know, he might be a little bit overweight. He doesn't look as fit as he should be. Was that difficult for you as a mum to hear?
It was really, really difficult. Yeah, he certainly has had a lot of detractors. But I suppose that's just part of life. You've just got to learn somehow to deal with it all, how to block it out, which is not easy for this generation because their life is social media. So it's very easy for us to say, well, just switch your phone off or don't read it. But they can't. It's part of their life. We were just constantly supporting him, and the club was very, very supportive. And unfortunately, it's just a journey you've got to go through and to get to where you are. And, you know, you can provide all the support you can, but at the end of the day, it's your mindset. You've just got to develop a very, very strong mindset. And that's what this game requires.
Elvira sounded like a coach. Elvira Petrarca, Christian's mum. Now,
I've got three boys, Gary.
Yes, I know. Boys.
We have done football. We've done tennis. We've done it. We've seen parents. We've seen kids. And so, yeah.
No, I say that with the greatest of respect because I know how close you all are. And I know you're in the travel industry. How hard did you try to get yourself over to Perth?
Look, we did try, but got knocked back, and I just knew it just wasn't going to happen. So it was like, well, we just have to resign ourselves to the fact that this is it. And maybe this is part of Norm Smith's curse, that we're going to win, but no supporters are actually going to watch. And we thought maybe that was the final part of the curse. But look, at the end of the day, all we wanted was for Melbourne to win. We didn't care about us at the end. We just wanted Melbourne Football Club just to win so desperately, just for the players, the coaches, the fans, everyone associated with it. They've worked tirelessly to get to where they are. And I hope people understand that they have just been amazing, the club.
I think people have got to get appreciation, and supporters of other clubs have been amazingly supportive here on our show the last couple of days. The last one from me, I watched Christian celebrate, then the other thing I've been really impressed with was just how humbly they've been handling themselves. They're having a great time, by the way, but Christian's... He's got a few moves. Now, someone's text through said, did he get his moves from his dad who won the disco dancing championships at the Lygon Street Italian Fest?
Tony was a dancer. I know. Tony was he's a very, very good dancer. So, and when he was DJing the other night, well, that doesn't surprise me either. Yeah, he loves his music. Absolutely loves his music. Loves being involved. Yeah, he has got a few moves. Mm. He's not ashamed to... Not embarrassed at all to perform, believe me.
No, he's not. And that dancing competition at Lygon Street, I think our next guest, Stephen Silvani, might have taken that out at one
Gary,
stage as well.
That was huge in the day. That
was
huge. The white suits.
Oh. Sauce got one of those too. Hey, Elvira, it's been an absolute joy talking to you this morning. It really has. I know how much you are invested in the Demons and your boys, and I can't imagine how proud you must have been on Saturday.
We're all ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic. We were over the moon.
Well, enjoy and don't come down off the clouds. Stay up there for months.
No, no. I think we'll just lay off the bottles now.
Yeah, well, that might be a good idea. Until Christian gets back on Thursday.
Yes, I can't wait.
Get back on the grubber.
Elvira Petrarca, Christian's mum, joining us this morning. And I've loved talking to the mums and dads of the players that played on the weekend. It's been an absolute joy.